not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show. Yosington is officially in the building, baby. Welcome, everyone, to another phenomenal episode of the Mookie Mel Show. I want to thank you all for your time and joining me on another lovely episode of You and Me. Again, episode 6 of season 2. It's just been flying by. For my retained guest, thank you for coming back. I appreciate your time. For my new guest, thank you for joining us along in the journey. Today's episode, in episode 6, or the second episode of Me and You, is meant to obviously hit the 3 S's per episode: social, scholar, sports. But we're going to dig deeper into the topic of life after. The whole purpose of these You and I episodes, or You and Me, are meant to not only kind of create, but make an intimate experience in terms of how you can view this podcast or some of the You and I episodes and how they best relate to some of your personal experiences. Life after is recently a very relative topic for me in terms of my relative thoughts, ideals, and perception. But, life after for everyone is always something different. Life after a certain job, life after your husband left your relationship, life after your mom passes away, life after sports, so it's a very relatable topic. Please continue to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, The Mookie Mel Show, as well as Instagram, Mookie Melville. But especially with the You and Me episodes, It's tough because I'm feeding off of the energy I'm giving y'all, but at times I necessarily don't know what you all may be thinking. So continue to share, continue to provide some insight and some comments, whatever fits you best. But again, thank you everyone for coming in. And yes, I'm well aware the technical and the proper grammar should be You and I, but You and Me makes it sound more personal. So let's jump right into it. And You and Me in S1, life after of sports. Well, let's jump right into it. Sports, life after sports. It's let me digress though. It's funny because these You and Me episodes are meant to be so unique and create this different almost avenue in podcast or product. As I said, it's supposed to be really intimate. It's supposed to entice the listener or audience to truly evaluate their own problems or life after what pertaining to today's episode. But I want to make sure I'm still showing y'all the true Mookie Mel. I want to make sure, I'm still having a good time. I'm enjoying you. But it's tough, especially when it's just me and you. But sports was always interesting. As I was saying, this is meant to be an intimate episode, so I'll give a little bit more insight in terms of my personal life. Sports never was really like something I all the way was into. I was born into sports. It was in my blood. My brothers were both the best since middle school. Basketball was so engraved in my lifestyle that it overcame who I was as a person. It overcame, at times, my character. It overcame, my intellect or my grades or other extracurricular activities. But I was basketball. I was a basketball player. And oftentimes it's such a misconception and a misunderstanding for young adults to think that they can then turn whatever craft into a lifestyle. You know, I think kids really need to harp on, this is meant to be fun. You know, this is a game. At the end of the day, it's a vehicle, it's a tool, you know, to provide better opportunities in terms of education, maybe financial standpoints, networking abilities. You know, sports are tools. They're not necessarily defining who we are as people. So, as I said, I was a basketball player. And for many years, basketball was who I am and how I perceived myself. So, you know, as I got older and began to figure things out, I got better and better at basketball because I spent more time at my craft. And it wasn't even necessarily, hindsight's 2020. Woo! I know some people listening can hear me on that. Hindsight is 2020. That will forever be a saying because it's so true. But anyways, back to my story. As I began spending more time in my craft, which was, as I was saying, wasn't even necessarily my craft. It was more my identity. It wasn't I was putting quality time into it. It was just what I knew to do. But, you know, with time and with effort does come results. So I began to get better at basketball. It was fun. You know, I loved the camaraderie. I loved the friendships. I loved the competitive nature. Then I shortly went to college. You know, I played basketball throughout high school, middle school, elementary school, you name it, I played it. Pick up basketball games in the park, I'm there. You know, any chance to talk trash, I loved it. I loved everything about it. But as I grew older, I learned that I truly wasn't in love with the sport itself, but everything else involved. As I was saying, the friendships, the competitive nature, you know. But at a Division I level, if you're not committed to something, it will eat you alive. And I do not care what sport, what conference, what league. If you're not committed to whatever sport you are at said university to partake in, you are going to struggle. Mentally, physically, socially, something's going to struggle. So I realized while I was in college that I was not in love with the game of basketball, but every other factor that came along. And that was a tough pill to swallow for myself. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. But it wasn't that easy. A sip of Gatorade would not help me swallow this pill. A spoonful of sugar did not help me swallow the pill or the reality that basketball has now consumed my life and I do not love this sport. Wow, I remember the moment I realized I didn't even love basketball like it was yesterday. I was like, oh man. And you know, per any athlete, I had my shit fair share of adversity, but you know, that's life. Who doesn't, right? But man, I could feel the hurt in my soul because I almost thought I had wasted so much time giving this craft. Then I began to reflect and I thought about some of the friendships I had formed. And I thought about some of the networking capabilities I have formed. And I thought about some of the summer jobs which have came from basketball. And I realized, you know, maybe I wasn't wasting my time, but I was wasting my focus. My focus wasn't in the sport, but on the people. You know, my focus was in the competitive nature. My focus was in helping my teammates get better. My focus was in having a good relationship with my coaches. And like I said, I was into the people versus the sport. So I ultimately transferred colleges and discontinued my career. And that might have been the best decision I've ever made in my life. I felt free. I felt awakened. I felt re-energized. And, you know, sports, Division I sports at college sports at any level, you know, not Division I, college sports at any level is a commitment. And until you have experienced that commitment, no matter what I tell you, you will not understand. It's like a tattoo. Once again, I love that metaphor. No matter what I tell you, you will not understand the sensation of getting a tattoo until you have gone through it yourself. So sports was the same. And then once I transferred, I began to really struggle with Well, no, not really, because I had made that understanding. But understanding who I am in terms of my identity, because I'm no longer playing basketball, but I'm still in college. So who am I? Am I just a college student? And that allowed for a lot of time in terms of reflection. That was heavy. So any time for any of my young athletes, continue to reflect. I'm not saying you can't pick a craft and put your time into it and value your time and put your best efforts forth. But understand that your identity is so much more than a sport. That your identity is so much more than what team you play for or who sponsors your team or, you know, other factors which come along playing a sport. Understand your identity is who you are. In basketball, in my specific examples, was something I did, not who I was. So my young athletes, my old athletes, my retired athletes, let's remember to reflect. And just our actions do not determine who we are. Oh, baby. Woo! Let me hear Musophilus. For those of you who don't know, that's my philosophy name, Musophilus. You know, I also go by King Mukaius the Great. But let's keep it rolling, y'all. Life after and social. S2. Life after. I think it naturally takes us to life after death. Right? We're in social. We're going to take it there. So life after death. The death. That's one of those words. It's tough to pronunciate correctly. Correctly. Honestly, who really pronunciates every letter in each word? It takes practice. It's hard. I've taken speech classes. It's actually really hard. But anyways, life after death. Oh, man. That's tough. Who am I first? First of all, who am I to tell another individual how they grieve or deal with loss? I would never put myself nor anyone else in that position for me to tell them how to deal with loss. Everyone handles loss differently. Death is one of those funny factors in life, which we all have to deal with at our own time, our own pace. And, you know, some of us deal with it differently than others. You know, some people have been fortunate enough to not know anyone close to them whom has ever passed away. Some of us have more than enough of our fair share of people whom have passed away close to us. So it's a tough and sticky situation. It's an even harder conversation, but, you know, that's what we're here for. Just you and me, right? To have these types of conversations. So death. How would you necessarily prepare yourself for life after death? You know, you never, well, obviously, no. I don't know. Do you ever think about other people dying or yourself dying? Like, how would you begin to even process it? Or how would you fathom that? Because it's one of those parts of reality that cannot be, you know, duplicated. You know, it's not like an ice cream cone. If I drop it, I'll get another one. You know, it's like, for anyone who's had a pet, maybe, but chances are likely, you've experienced death to some extent. And that hurts. Even if it's a dog, a cat, a turtle, when a pet becomes a part of your family, you know, that animal is loved. So it's tough. It's tough. And, you know, that reverts me back to S1 in sports. When you love something and are truly passionate about it, when it's time to move on, it's hard. So I want to leave us with a few questions in terms of, should we be happy it happened or sad that it's over? Should we look at the glass half empty or half full? And I want to be clear, because it's easy to look at that and be, oh, you're positive versus pessimistic. Pessimistic. A pen and a paddle poo. But, you know, I'm not saying that, but let's just be honest. Let's be realistic. Let's understand that, you know, sometimes that glass is more than half empty, but we're just calling it that. You know, maybe it's 1/5 of the glass left in it. That's reality at times, you know. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest with one another. So that's what I'm saying in terms of, is the glass half empty or half full? Was whatever relationship, and again, this, well, for the first time, I guess, This doesn't necessarily have to be someone dying. Life after said relationship is terminated. Life after, you know, a friendship has ended, or it could be life after death. But, you know, how do you mentally prepare yourself for what the next step is? So was the glass half empty or half full? I don't know. It's up to you to determine. Let's transition into S3 and scholar and life after. So, fortunately or unfortunately, schooling is linear. As we progress, we have to go about it at a certain level. You know, similar to martial arts, you have to get the yellow belt before you get the brown belt. So you have to go to 8th grade before you can go to 10th grade, so on and so forth. Higher education, master's, doctorate, so on and so forth. So, ultimately, everyone's educational or, systematic learning has to have an end period at some date or time, one or the other, whatever comes first, right? So how do you deal with that? How do we continue to develop mentally and from an educational standpoint once we're no longer in our systematic linear learning system of American society? How will we continue to challenge our mental growth, our mental fortitude as individuals? I think a common misconception is knowledge is no longer in the books. You know, we have audiobooks, we have YouTube channels, we have stream to our phone, you know, knowledge is everywhere but in the books. And I would beg to differ. Almost the most immediate and polar argument that most of the knowledge is currently found in books. I think as we grow lazier as a society, we naturally will read less. So I think we have to be very intentional when it comes to our education and our thought process or processes. That's another one of those words, processes. This is, you got to take a speech class. But, you know, to think that we will continue to learn just from the information that we surround ourselves with or try to listen to or half watch is absurd in itself. It's almost the thought of, like, just because you touch money, like you literally touch a dollar, doesn't mean osmosis will happen. And just because you touch, you know, the dollar, your bank account will magically have that dollar or begin to increase. You know, just because you have an educational channel on doesn't mean you're truly immersing yourself in that said topic or even subject or even educating yourself. I think we must be intentional, as I said, in our reading, in our learning, in our habits. How do you continue with life after education? How would you continue to make sure you're developing and growing as a person or a member of society? I think, again, you know, we all have different learning styles and levels and backgrounds, you know, but no one is beyond learning. No one is beyond putting themselves forward to continue to strive for the best, especially when it comes to education, because education is what will propel our society forward. So what are you doing as your part to continue to learn? Wow, that was a mouthful. Well, thank you everyone for the second episode of You and Me. It's greatly appreciated. I'm working on my tone still, as you can see. These You and Me episodes are very different. It's a tough schematic, but again, I appreciate your time. Jigga Man.
Yep.
JJ.
Hey.
J-sophagus.
Yes, sir.
Sophilus. Go and hit the peoples with the facts, man.
Yep, I got it. So what's up, everybody? Miles, that was an awesome episode. Look, people, it takes guts to really go up there alone and just do an entire episode alone. And Miles, this is the second time. No, actually the fifth time he's done it, but only the second me and you installment. And he always handles it like a boss. So Miles, that was awesome. There were a lot of hidden gems in that episode, especially in S2. So y'all should listen to it a couple times because there's just some good stuff in there. So Miles, great job. There will be more information about season 3 coming up shortly because we are getting to that. We're like halfway through season 2. And so there will definitely be some new changes and new updates for season 3. So be on the lookout for that. Beyond that, I don't have much. Just thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. New listeners, please keep coming back. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Jay out. Mookie Mouse Show. Outie.